In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to us an understanding of the shortness of life and the great privilege it is to live among the people of this earth and to work for heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, I'm going to talk about death. Now, granted, it's not going to be morose and it's not going to be sad, because death, in reality, is probably the one thing in life that puts life itself in proper perspective. If I contemplate death, what it means is I really live. St. Francis of Assisi was the happiest saint on earth, and why? Because every night before he went to bed, he contemplated death. And so he saw every day as a new beginning. When we go through the tempus forte, the very, very powerful times in the church, such as Advent or Lent, the reason why the church does this is so that we can focus on death. That's the whole purpose. When we look at Lent, for example, the whole idea of Lent is to prepare ourselves for death, the encounter with Christ, the encounter with the Father. And so this helps us to really understand what it is we're doing in life by contemplating death. Every single act that we do during Lent should be done in a way as though we were going to die immediately afterward. Every Mass we attend with the thought that it could be my very last Mass. In fact, in many sacristies throughout the world, there always is a little prayer that says, O priest of God, celebrate this Mass as though it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass. And that's really the way we should enter into life. May I live this day as though it were my first, my last, my only day. Think of what kind of relationships we would have if we knew that at the end of this day, I would turn my life over to God and I would be looking into the face of Christ. What would I do? How would I live? What decisions would I make? How many people would I go and forgive? Those maybe who have held back forgiveness. How would I live that last day of my life? How would I spend that last hour of prayer? You see, this is why the church, in her infinite wisdom, gives us these most beautiful times of the year to focus on what life really is and how we are to really live. These are gifts from the church so that we can truly begin to live lives worthy of heaven. You and I only have a short period of time. Death comes as a thief in the night. We know that. Jesus speaks of death itself and how quickly it comes and how so few are prepared to encounter death. And yet, God gives us so many ways of preparing. Every communion we receive is a preparation for death. Every prayer we say. Death is something beautiful because it is the doorway that opens to us the kingdom of heaven. And we have to pass through it. And there's not one person out here that is listening to this that isn't going to die. Some of us sooner than later. Are we ready? That's the question. Are we ready to die? If we are truly ready to die, we are ready to live. No question about it. Those who keep death before their eyes live the lives that are the fullest. Study the saints. That was a key to holiness. To recognize that every single moment, every single night, every single day, every single hour is a gift. And none of us, not one single person, can be absolutely certain that we'll be here tomorrow. That's the kind of lives we've got to live. Then we put everything in its proper perspective. We are able to prioritize properly. Because instead of worrying about something that has not come, we start focusing on what we have and who we are, and we try to live lives truly, truly in preparation for that moment when we will enter into that kingdom of God. We are required to begin heaven on this earth. Most certainly, earth is not a utopia, and believe me, we know that. And there's no reason for us to try to make a utopia here on this earth, but we can begin heaven on this earth. And why? Because heaven, other than being a place, is also a state of joy. When one keeps death before their eyes, they really can experience what true joy is. Because no longer is fear going to govern them. No longer are they going to look and try to amass wealth upon this earth, because really when we look at death, we take absolutely nothing with us, so the things around us we see literally for what they're really worth. They are things. They are things that God has given to us as stepping stones, as means to acquire the great good, which is God. And we begin heaven on this earth because we have heaven inside of us. It's not something that's external. Heaven begins here, inside the heart of every person. Their eternal life begins in the heart. That is why we consume our beloved. That's why Christ gave himself as our food, so that we could take heaven within us, and then we can become heirs of heaven in the very lives that we lead. And so therefore, my brothers and sisters, look at death, study death. Don't run away from it. Don't turn your face from a cemetery. Enter into it. Walk around. Look and understand what a great gift that we have received, the gift of life. Study how short life is so that every day will become precious. Every moment will become a means to a true end, not just something that comes and passes, that'll be gone tomorrow. But store up those things that last unto eternal life. Live for heaven, and earth will become something wondrous. Earth will become beautiful because it will be the threshold of heaven, because it's what we will make it.